How important is a college degree? It's an age-old question, and it's related to unequal pay, useful work in a society, and many other factors. There have been plenty of examples of people who chose not to get a degree. Dropouts from Harvard, for example, include Robert Frost, Pete Seeger, Adlai Stevenson, Eugene O'Neill, William Randolph Hearst, Buckminster Fuller, Matt Damon, which is only a few from many names we might recognize, and Ben Franklin, of course, never went to any college at all. Peter Thiel, the 43-year-old billionaire who launched PayPal, has been offering a fellowship since 2010 of $100,000 for 2 years to a couple of dozen candidates under 20 who will promise to drop out of college. In a recent article in Time magazine, lifetime earnings for a high school graduate are currently about $1.4 million, and for holders of a bachelor's degree, about $2.4 million. So, spread over a typical 40-year career, this amounts to a $25,000 bump in salary compared to someone without a degree. Average student debt upon graduation was stated to be about $26,000. An oft-heard plea, especially from politicians, is that everyone must go to college. In the sciences and medicine, yes, a college education is of great value. But are people saying that if you want to be a rapper, a taxman, a postal employee, a carpenter, a stonemason, an explorer, an Amtrak driver, a hairstylist, and for that matter countless other occupations, you should have a degree? This statement about everyone seems far too general. Nowadays, online degrees by entities such as Udacity, which is run by a former Stanford professor, offering carefully presented courses in mathematics, computer science, and so on, are increasingly popular. Such courses, all almost free, are open to thousands worldwide, with infinite replay chances and with final exams being taken at secure testing places, such as a school or university. How does such education compare with the expensive tuition in a freshman class of 100 at an Ivy League college, possibly taught by a graduate student, with again possibly a difficult accent? Just the other day, I learned that the young man serving me my coffee had earned a history BA 6 years earlier, and another week the young woman doing the same thing had a master's degree in biology, yet no jobs. In the summer, the person taking my ticket at the preserve said she completed her master's in art teaching, and the woman selling me my paper said she had recently completed her graduate degree in music therapy 2 years ago. So, if, quote, everyone gets a degree, what gives? Now, what about these earnings differences? There are college graduates in law, for example, getting 3, 4, 10 times as much as the skilled technician who knows how to keep his car running. And society chooses to reward the legislator who has a law degree far more than the builder, when the former, I submit, may frequently be not as useful, yes, of course, useful to whom. And how can an MBA manipulating numbers on Wall Street be worth to society 20 times that of the skilled clothier who made one of his suits? We can't all be genius dropouts like Einstein or Edison. For the majority, college will reward us if we study hard with a degree. But then, has the ed biz become more of a biz than it should be? As an example, I never forget the famous observatory at Ole Miss, essentially put out of action by glare from the new football field, there being more money in sports, of course, than in astronomy. And is there a tendency to water down courses just to attract numbers? The questions go on and on, but I will finish with the obvious. While college frequently offers the chance to open doors as well as to interact with people willing to see many sides of topics and who may even sometimes become lifelong friends, the degree is one of the very few things, unlike money, car, or house, that can't be taken away from us.